In this episode, we'll be unleashing the power of self-love and synchronicity to become our best version. Helping us is an international best-selling author, award-winning motivational speaker, transformational leader, and personal development coach.
Pause. Take a break. Reflect on life. Remember, you are strong. You are enough. You are capable. You are blessed. And you are loved. Your moment of greatness starts now.
Welcome to the show, Maria. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful, Toby. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Mirror Talk Podcast. I appreciate your presence here right now today, and I'm looking forward to having a soulful conversation with you. I know when we met on this national publicity summit, what captivated me was basically your story about, you know, you've been at Starbucks and two boys, you know, inspiring you to write your book, which is entitled Tsunami to Greatness. Yes. So I'd just love us to start from that. Like, can you share your life journey with us? You know, the first chapter of your book starts also with eating bottom. And, you know, you really share this story with us also in the book. So if you could tell us about your story and the motivation behind this book, that would be awesome.
Of course. So I have been in corporate for most of my life, more than 40 years now. And what got me into personal development is around 1996, I took a course called the Dale Carnegie Course. And I loved it so much that eventually I became an instructor of the course. And Toby, that's where I realized that people who really want to could change their life. So just as an example, I saw stars of companies come into the course and get promoted to executive levels. And then I saw people that were such low performers and about to be let go. And because of a desire, they were able to change themselves and become the stars of their organization. So that's when I started experiencing life transformation. And I realized that it's possible for everyone. And for many years, I wanted to capture that. I wanted to put that in a book and put it out there, put that message into the world that your today, if you don't like it, does not necessarily need to be your tomorrow. You have the power to recreate your life every minute of the day. By changing your mindset, by becoming positive and all this good stuff. Well, one of the people from my classes somehow came into contact with the publisher. And the publisher called me and said, Maria, we're going to be writing a book under my publishing company. And I said, yes. And I said, I know exactly what book I'm going to write. I'm going to write a book with all of Maria's stories, inspirational stories. And she said, well, if you were Oprah Winfrey, that would work. But since nobody knows you, that won't. So she said, we have to write a different book. A week went by. I went to one of her events and she was doing a meditation. During the meditation, I kept hearing tsunami. Now, Toby, that's not a good word to hear during meditation.
No, it's not.
I got very scared. And then I said, okay, calm down. When I heard tsunami again, I asked, what does that mean? And I heard greatness. I went to the publisher. I said, let me tell you what was going on during meditation. I kept hearing tsunami and greatness. And she said, oh, don't worry about it. That'll be the title of your book. So now I knew I was writing a book. I knew the title. I just didn't know what it was going to be about. And that's a year later is the Starbucks story. I was sitting at Starbucks And two young boys came and sat next to me. The whole time I was thinking, don't listen to other people's conversation. I was trying not to listen to what they were saying. I could hear some of the things they were saying just because of proximity. The one boy said, so what happened? The other boy said, well, I didn't take enough. I started thinking, oh my God, there must be shoplifters. That's what came into my mind.
Yeah.
And I wish they were, because as they continued the conversation, I realized that both boys were taking pills in order to end their life. And even though I'm outgoing and I talk all the time, I became speechless. I had so much to say to these boys, but something was stopping me. So I took out my computer and I started typing everything that I had to say to them about life, about how precious it is. And I started telling them. Somehow I remembered when I was a teenager. And back then, there was a boy I liked who didn't like me. And it was the end of the world for me, Toby. It was like, how could he not like me? And I used to say, you know, it's the end of the world. I don't know. I don't want to let, you know, all these thoughts were coming, negative thoughts, just because a boy didn't like me. And now we laugh about it. But we're laughing at the old version of us, right? So I realized that since I was 16 years old, there have been many versions of me that didn't know then what I know now. And if you just take a step back, if you think of how many people don't realize that, because how many times do we say, oh my God, I did so many stupid things in my past. What was I thinking? And the answer is you weren't thinking. You didn't know then what you know right now. So you should not be judging yourself based on your current version. You should just embrace the version that you were, right? So, and when we experience stress in life right now, and, you know, with the pandemic and with all that's going on in the world, there's so much negativity and stress around us. All I think sometimes is there will be a future version of me that's going to be laughing and thinking how silly I was about everything I'm stressing about today, right? So if you take a step back and you start thinking about things that way, if you change your mindset, maybe some of the stress you're feeling will go away, right? So
yeah, that's true.
So that was one of the things I had to tell the boys about versions of ourselves. And how, if they stick around a few years from now, they're going to be laughing about whatever is hurting them and is so painful for them right this moment. So the book starts with hitting bottom, believing that whatever is going on is so overwhelming and feeling like we're the only ones experiencing it and there's no way out. So I start with, how can we start managing our thoughts? Because it's not really us, it's really our thoughts that are causing our despair. If we had different thoughts, we may not be in despair, right? So I have some exercises in the book, how to play with your thoughts. As an example, if you would take all the stressful thoughts and put them in this pen, so just take all your stress and put it in the pen and then let go. It's just as easy. All of a sudden you feel a lift because the stress that is within you is not you. It's just feelings and thoughts. So the book continues on how to manage your thoughts. Then I go into loving ourselves, right? If we love ourselves, then we would never harm ourselves. So understanding that there is a perfection in all of us. So whatever we think of ourselves, you know, some people think I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too skinny, I'm too fat, whatever, you could fill in that blank forever, right? Whatever we think of ourselves, just know that you're perfect just the way you are. So the trick is to embrace yourself, not listen to the negative thoughts, and to protect yourself from other people that may be telling you negative things about you. In order to create a world where you understand your perfection, and I love the name of your show, Toby, that's Mirror Talk, because part of what we should be doing every day is looking in the mirror and saying, I love you, and being able to do that. And it is so difficult for so many people to do that. I also wrote a booklet that's called 5 Ways to Self-Love that I give out for free, so that people could look at themselves, take inventory of all their skills, their talents, all of the amazing, amazing perfection that makes them themselves. And you know, begin loving themselves, loving the world, and hoping that every person on this earth will be able to change the world by loving themselves and loving each other, right?
Yes, that's the goal, right? I mean, it's very important for us to love ourselves and to, you know, really appreciate ourselves for who we are. But on this journey of self-love, myself too, and also, you know, looking at the mirror and really accepting what I see in the mirror for myself, I believe one thing we have to do is to also understand what our true self means, or who our true self is. I don't know if Maria, if you could help me, you know, to understand this better, like, how can we get to understand who we truly are, like who I see in the mirror? How can I understand that person?
So needless to say, when we look in the mirror, we see our human self, right? From a human perspective, what is going on? Our human self is trying to protect us from danger, right? So we're still kind of in caveman mode. And what I mean by that is, back in caveman days, if we stayed in the cave, we were the safest. And anytime we came out of the cave, that's where danger was, right? So basically, everything we do, there's a negative something in our mind that tells us something negative, and be careful, and, you know, don't trust, don't love, don't, you know, whatever. So from a human side, we have a lot of negative thoughts, but our true self is actually, if you really ask yourself, what are we? And I loved Wayne Dyer when he used to say, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, right? Mm-hmm. So we're actually, you know, in a spiritual journey where we've taken a vacation to be human for 100 years, right? and if you think about eternity, 100 years is like a minute, right? So our true self is really our spiritual self. And if you're able to access that self, you find yourself in love, in abundance, in health, in eternity, in joy, right? So the question is, how do you access that self, right? Well, We could do that in a minute, because every single one of us has something that brings us joy. You know, some people dance and that brings you joy. You know, some people go out in nature. They sit in the sun. They sit in a garden. They go to the ocean. You know, in Germany, they go skiing. Right? And that's what brings you joy, that freedom, that leaving your human side and accessing the creative beyond ourselves side, right? So when you look in the mirror, there is a side of us with all positivity and joy and something beyond ourselves. And then there's a human side that is limited and gives you negative messages and tries to protect you from nothing sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where all the stress and that's where all the panic comes from, right? I don't know if I answered your question properly.
Yes, yes, you did. You did. Yeah. And now I would love to ask already, like you mentioned of something that I really want to talk about, and that's fear and negative thoughts and negative, you know, thinking that, you know, a lot of times we cannot avoid them, basically. We just always, they just keep on reoccurring, basically, and they keep on coming.
Yeah.
So, Maria, what can we do? What can we do with the fear that we encounter or the negative thinking that comes through our mind?
Right, right. So we have to put fear in perspective, right? So we know that fear comes from our human side, right? And the other thing that we need to realize is fear stands for false evidence appearing real. Our fear is actually false evidence appearing real. So, yes, of course, we're afraid, but immediately, if we access our spiritual side, fear goes away, right? So from a basically, and again, I'm going to quote Wayne Dyer again. He used to say, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, right? So if you look at whatever you're afraid of from a different perspective, most likely that fear will totally go away. Now, what can you do every day in order to remain as fear-free as possible, right? I would say buy a journal or buy, you know, a notebook, or take a piece of paper every single day and write 5 things that you are grateful about. The minute that you write 5 things that you're grateful about in the morning, your mindset moves into gratefulness versus, let me think about all the things I should worry about today and all the bad things that are coming into my head, right? So one of the secrets to minimizing fear is to have a gratefulness journal. Now, what do you write in the gratefulness journal? Anything that you're grateful about. I'm always grateful for the sunshine. I'm grateful for some silly things. I'm grateful for my dishwasher. I'm grateful for my washing machine. I grew up in Greece, and I remember my grandmother washed clothes by hand. And I become so grateful, you know, for things that other people would see as silly. But I know how lucky I am that I don't have to struggle the way my grandmother did or the way my mother did, and how fortunate we are to really have an easier life, right? Like from morning till night, we have a much easier life than our grandparents did. So why is it that we achieved an easier life, but it became a more stressful life? Why do we have so many more frustrations now and so much more stress than our grandparents did, right? So one of the tools is actually being grateful and writing down. You have to write it by hand. Don't use your computer. 5 things you're grateful for, right? Some other things, and I could go on, and all that stuff is in my book as far as, the many tools you could use. I'm just going to give you another one very quickly. You could live in the right now, which may not be very good, or you could live in the life you dream of. So one of the things that I would ask your audience to do is to write down what is the life that they would like to dream of. Just write down, I'm now happy and grateful that, and put in what you want. And I am now happy and grateful that, the second item. And I'm now happy and grateful that. And you can't be negative in it. You can't say that I no longer have bills. You have to say, I'm now happy and grateful that I'm so abundant. I'm now happy and grateful that everyone around me supports me. I'm now happy and grateful. Just fill in the blank. And start reading that every single day, as many times during your day as you can. Because our subconscious mind looks at that and believes it and then really, truly makes it happen. And again, that's the old story of the law of attraction. But I just don't know how many people actually do that. Now, when you do that, your mind is going to say, I'm so happy and grateful that I have so much abundance. And your mind may say, what are you talking about? You're living in one room and you don't have any money to buy anything, right? The answer to that thought is, yes, you are right. That was yesterday. Today, I am abundant. Because the other thing that no one realizes is that what you resist persists. So if your mind is telling you, what are you talking about? There is no abundance in your life. If you say, yes, there is, what is your brain going to say? No, there isn't. Much louder. Then you say much louder, yes, there is. No, there isn't. And what you resist just remains, right? So the secret is to agree with it. Yes, you're right. I am living in a one-room apartment and I don't have money, right? But that was yesterday, because today I am so abundant. Today I have so much love in my life. Today I have health in my life. So so that's another tidbit. Yes.
Hey there, podcast enthusiasts. Are you ready to add a little sparkle to your day? If you're loving the insightful conversations and captivating stories on Mirror Talk Podcast, here's a friendly nudge to hit that subscribe button. By subscribing, you'll never miss out on the empowering messages and thought-provoking discussions we bring to your ears. But wait, there's more. We're all about spreading positivity and inspiration, and you can be a part of it too. How? By sharing the love with your friends and family. Share this episode with your loved ones, and let's create a ripple effect of empowerment and growth together. And hey, if you've been enjoying what you hear, why not take a moment to leave us a glowing 5-star review? Your feedback fuels our passion to keep delivering content that resonates with you. So hit that subscribe button, share the love, and leave us a review. Let's keep the conversation going and spread the Mirror Talk magic far and wide. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, your support means the world to us.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing that. I know one other thing is you talked about in your book was, raising our energy, our frequency also. But I will, encourage people out there to pick up the book and read more about raising your level of energy, your level of frequency to become you. Yes, to love yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whether we know it or not, we're vibrating energy. And our thoughts are even vibrating energy, right? And I tell everyone, stay above 200 hertz. And I list all our feelings and what 200 hertz is in order to stay above it. Just to give you an example, I think in my book I say love is 500. It's actually 528 hertz. And why is that important? Is because whatever vibration goes out of you, that's what you're attracting back, right? Like, you know how people say when it rains, it pours, you know, something bad happens, and then another more bad comes into your life, and then more bad. That's because you're vibrating at a low frequency, and you're attracting more low frequency stuff. So the higher your vibration, the higher the good that comes back into your life, right? And I give you lots of ways to keep your frequency high.
Yes, yes, yes. And one thing I want to learn is how can we keep our frequency high in order to love ourselves, you know, regardless of all the imperfections that we see or flaws that we see in ourselves.
Right, right. Well, number one... There are no imperfections in you. You were born perfect for your purpose. So let's say if you can't do math, as an example, that means your purpose does not include math. Maybe you should be writing the next book. Maybe you should be creating songs, or maybe you should be creating movies, or maybe you should be creating poetry. It does not involve math, and there's nothing wrong with you. You know, it's our human side that's creating all this. This is what's wrong with me, and that's what's wrong with me, and there's nothing wrong with you. You are exactly where you are, where you should be right at this moment in your life, and you have the capability to design your life any way you want, and to experience anything you want. And all that perfection is within you. So I would say, start telling yourself, I see my perfection. One of the things that you need to remember is whatever you focus on expands. You know how sometimes somebody may tell us 10 good things about us, and they say one bad thing, and we can't remember the 10 things. We remember the one thing, and we make that one thing the biggest thing that we heard. So one of the things that I want you to do is to think of all the good things. I'm hoping that if we focus on our strengths, our weaknesses will be eliminated, right? If we make our strengths as big as they could be, what happens to our weaknesses? They go away, right? So I'd like to ask everyone, just focus on your strengths. And again, if you go into my website, you will find this booklet that will help you take inventory of you. Think about all the great things you've done in your life, right? Look at all the phenomenal skills you have, all the talents you have. And if you focus on those, there's no room for weaknesses.
Well, thank you so much for the encouragement, Maria. I really appreciate that. I mean, I'm going to place a link to your website in the show notes of this episode. So I encourage everyone out there to click on the link, get the list of books to buy, and most importantly, get Maria's book, Tsunami to Greatness. And I mean, thank you for sending me a digital copy of it. It's a wonderful read, I would say. I mean, I've not read it all. I'm still reading it, but the little I've read, I'm like, wow, this is so life-changing. Yeah.
Thank you so, so very much. Thank you.
Yes. So, but before I let you go, I would love to talk about purpose. I would just love you to tell us, there are people out there, for example, who are seriously and, you know, earnestly searching for their life purpose. So how would you advise them to find and to connect with their true life purpose?
Yeah. So some people just know it, right? So I'll just give you an example for myself. Ever since I was little, it seemed that people listened to what I said. Even if it was something stupid, they would go off and do it. If I said, oh, why don't we go to this event? Others would go, and sometimes I wouldn't go. I was like, why did you go? They said, well, you said. So I knew that I was here to put out a message for people to follow, because for some reason, people seem to be attracted to my messages. Okay, so if you know that purpose, you have to be very careful about what you say. Right? So some people just know it. My son was born playing the piano, right? So he kind of knew that, you know, his purpose involved music or creativity. So some of us just know. If you don't know, so I will ask, how do you know what your purpose is? What brings you joy? What brings you joy when you do it? When you do your job, does that bring you joy? You know, when I do your podcast, this is not even, it's absolute joy. Right? So
yes.
Look at what brings you joy, because your purpose in life brings you joy. Now, I had a friend who said to me, I have never experienced joy. Okay, so now it becomes more difficult to find your purpose. For people that don't know what your purpose is, I always say, follow your curiosity. So what you will find is that something happens in your life that makes you curious. I would say follow that curiosity. And then something else happens that has nothing to do with this. Follow that curiosity. Just keep following the curiosity. When you become my age, you'll find that all that curiosity that you followed has a main common purpose. And then you will know your purpose. So if you don't know your purpose, I would say follow all the things that you're curious about. If it was something that has nothing to do with your purpose, you would not be curious about it. So just follow it, do it, experience joy as much as you can. And that way you will find your purpose. There are many ways and many tools. If you really want to know what is my purpose, I need to know it now. There is a very quick something that Jack Canfield has in his book, Success Principles. And again, he starts with what brings you joy. And he goes a second step as to what are the talents that you have. And basically, he has you write a statement that combines those two things, and that becomes your purpose. There is also Janet Atwood's passion, finding, you know, what the passion in your life is. So there's a lot of tools already out there. And also, I discuss them in the book, you know, so if you have my book, you will find the purpose section that discusses Jack Canfield's way to do it, you know, and also Janet Atwood's. But for those that say, I did that and I still don't know, it doesn't mean you don't have a purpose. It just means you'll know about it later. In the meantime, just follow your curiosity.
Yeah. just follow your curiosity, and with self-love and synchronicity, we'll be able to get to our best version and we keep on improving ourselves, basically.
Exactly.
Yes, now, thank you so much, Maria. I really appreciate this. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Toby. What a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So for people out there who would love to connect with you and maybe work with you, what's the best way to do this?
I would say just go into my website and just you could send me an email through the website, or you could put a note in the website and I will absolutely reach out to you.
Oh, thank you. Amazing. The link to your website, once again, is going to be in the show notes of this episode. So I encourage everyone who has listened so far and is curious to follow this part, should click on the website or copy the link and get across to Maria through that. Thank you so much, Maria, once again. Thank this was you. Lovely and amazing.
Thank you so much, Toby. What a pleasure. Thank you.
Wow. You made it to the very end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'm grateful for your time, your love, and your contributions. Subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast. God bless you. Bye. Bye.